So, just to make a quick review, so there's an Isra Burr that the Torah asked the Malach of Burr and Shabbos. The Malach of Burr and Shabbos is the act of taking out, and under we have a mixture, it assumes a mixture, a taruvis, because without a taruvis there's no Isra Burr. A mixture is defined by three things. It has to basically be perceived as a mixture. That's defined basically by the fact, the amount of items, the size of the items, and the proximity of the items. By definition, the mixture requires that there has to be two different items. If there's only one item, it's not called a mixture, it's called what? It's called one item. So it could be two different items because one's oichel, one's psoilus. One is good and one is not good. If it's the same item, and the part of the item has deteriorated to the point that it's not usable at all, that becomes like two different items. You have the edible and the inedible that becomes two different parts. That's the issue of Berber. So the process of taking that out creates some type of tikkun, some type of act of fixing the remaining food which is there, and therefore it's a melacha Berber. Even taking out a little bit of the psoilus, even though the oichel remains with psoilus, still usher, because it's a process. You say, well, there's not a tikkun, it still has psoilus in it. No, the process has started, and that's usher already. We know that there's a heter for burr, that if we do burr in the way which it's not, the goal is not to fix it up, to be able to store it, but rather just it's the process of eating it. It's all part of the chila process. That's mutter. And the definition of the chila process, Chazal said there are three elements that create a chila process. Number one, it's for immediate use. So that's the idea of it's all part of the, this is all part of the process of eating it. That's number one. Number two, it can't be done with a kli, because the kli was something which was done in order to fix something up, as opposed to as I'm taking it in and I'm ingesting it, I just take it with my hands, etc. And it has to be the good from the bad, the oichel from the psoilus, because that's how a person eats. A person takes what he wants from that which is undesirable. So if you have those three elements, that it's for immediate use and it's done by hand, you take the good from the bad, that's called derech achila. It's not called derech berer, it's called derech achila, and that's mutter. We spoke about, just mentioned last time just quickly, that there is a tolda of berer called miyun. Miyun is the act of, so berer assumes that either there is a oichel and psoilus, or there are two types of oichel, one which is desirable and one which is undesirable. The Prima Gadda raises the question, what about if I have two foodstuffs, both which are desirable, but I need to have them separated into separate categories? So Mishabur comes out that that's called a tolda of berer, and that's also. So an example of that would be, let's say, after you had a kiddush, and the beginning of the kiddush, also all of the trays of cake were put out very nice. There was a row of chocolate cake and a row of white cake and a row of seven-layer cake. And after you're finished, it's all mixed up, etc. You want to store it away. So, you know, let's store it away in the freezer in a very good... Let's take all of the pieces of chocolate which are left over from all the different trays and put into one tray, etc., etc. So what you're doing is you're separating out from a mixture. They're all as equally desirable or equally as undesirable, but the goal over here is to categorize them. That's a malacha. It's a tolda of berer, and it's a malacha. It's issur deraisa to do that on Shabbos. That's called miyun, making each thing into its category, into its mean. Okay, that. So another example of that is silverware, cutlery. So a person is Friday night after they had the meal, they wash all the cutlery, and you have knives, spoons, forks all mixed together. You want to take them out and put them away, so the next day it'll be much easier to use them. You'll have all the knives separately and all the forks separately, and all the, so one is not better than the other. You're not choosing the one from the other. You're just categorizing all of them into different elements, and that's the isser of miyun, and that's also. We spoke about what one eitz that you would have over there for the cutlery is. After you wash them, you want to dry them. You don't have to dry them all at one time. You can dry them one at a time. So a person takes one out and dries it. And then once it's in their hand for a valid bona fide purpose, i.e. to dry them, so then they can put them wherever they want. So then they can put that into the compartment which holds the knives. And then they take the next item, whichever that is, and it's a fork, and they dry the fork, and they put it in the compartment which holds the forks. So but since your main purpose over there is the act of drying it, which is done more easily separately, you get each one dry, etc., so you have a valid reason why you want to take it separately, so that's mutter. The idea of just taking, well, listen, I'll take whatever comes in my hands, and I'll dry it. I'll take whatever comes in my hand and I'll just pick it up because I need them. They're all sitting over here. I need to get them out of here. So let's pick one up at a time and then put up whatever. So that's the argument of what's called kolabola yadoi. The person who says kolabola yadoi is not mutter because since at the end of the process you will have categorized each item and that was really what your goal was. So the fact that you did it by randomly picking an item and picking one item at a time, that's not going to be mutter. Kolabala Yoda will allow the following. Let's say you have a situation where a person's... you had a small table and a lot of guests and a lot of food and a lot of different courses, and they didn't clear well between the courses, and by the time you're finished, at the end of the meal, there's a lot of stuff on the table to the point that it looks like a taruvis. There's plates, and there's cutlery, and there's serving plates, and there's food, and there's cups, and there's napkins, to the point that it looks like a big mishsach. So that's a taruvis issue. So if it's a taruvis issue, you have a problem, how do you get it off the table? So the answer is, you take kolabola yoda, I need to get everything off. So the first thing I got to do is I got to take the plate off and take it to the kitchen. So I can take that's mutter, kolabola yoda, but I can't then, in the kitchen, put all the plates in one spot and all of everything, my goal being categorizing them, because then that's usur. But I'm allowed to transport the taruvas into the kitchen piece by piece. I can't categorize the taruvas, because my result is categorizing it. There are some places which are mata the following, though. Let's say it's easier just for transportation purposes. It's easier to do all the plates at one time. So now I have a valid reason to take all the plates because that makes it easier to transport. So not, my goal isn't categorizing. My goal is facilitating transportation. So that's a valid reason to take all the plates at one time. So I make a pile of all of the plates, and by doing so, I have a pile of plates. So now I've separated all the plates. I put them. I've categorized the plates. And that wasn't my goal. So since that wasn't my purpose, that's not any worse than the case where I'm doing the silverware one at a time. I have a valid reason to take each one independently and dry it and then put it away wherever I have to put it away. So that would be mutter. It would be suggested in that situation that really be even better if each person is responsible for one item. So one person is responsible for the plates, and his goal is to take all the plates. So that's, he's not doing categorizing. His goal is, he's given a job, take the plates. So he takes all the plates and takes them in. Another next person does something else. So that, there are some places that would say that that's mutter. That's what to be sarmachan. Okay. There is in the heter of la'alter, immediate use. So there's a difference between Ashkenazim and the Svardim, that the Svardim hold, but if in a case where it's two different types of foodstuff as opposed to an oichel and a psarlis, so normally we define that la'alter has to be immediately before the meal, but the Rambam Shita is, and the Beis Yosef follows the Rambam, for food, two different foodstuffs, which you want to be barer, as long as it's the next upcoming meal, even though it's not immediately prior to the meal, is mutter. But Ashkenazim say no, even two different foodstuffs has to be done immediately prior to the meal. What's called immediately prior to the meal? So Shulchan Aruch says that means immediately beforehand. Mamish la'alter mamish. And the Ramah says the way around, he says, the way you look at it is, he said that the meal will start immediately after you finish being barer, which means the burr process will take you however long it takes you. But immediately after you finish the burr process, you're going to start the meal. The same from the Chazanish said that he says that looks at the shear is at half an hour. So starting half an hour before the meal, a person can start being burrier for the meal.
What if the burr needs to be done in order to do other things for the meal? Like, I'd heard that if you're preparing for an hour for the meal, and the burr process begins at the beginning of that hour, then that's still okay, because it's still considered, like...
Right. So Rambam says an hour, so... But oh. It really what it means is... Again, number one, you can't do the burrer and then say, okay, my goal is to get ready for the meal, get everything done, and then I'll have time to take care of X instead. Right, my goal is to get the meal, and I'll have time to go into the bedroom and dress myself up for the meal. So that means you're not starting the meal yet. You're first doing this thing, and then you're going doing something else, right? Right, so, or I want to have time this way because that before I finish all of my preparations, and then after I finish all preparations, I'll sit down with the kids and I'll read to them for a few minutes. So your goal is to not start the meal, your goal is to prepare and then do something else and then have the meal. So that's not part of the meal. So it has to be, this is immediately prior to the meal. So a person would want to do person would want to prepare and then go out to shul for a few minutes. Got to greet their husband. So all those would be a problem. So it has to be now. So the heter of an hour means that's called samach l'suda because that's what general that's how long things take. And let's say we're having a meal the two of us, and most of the stuff is done. I need 5 minutes worth of preparation. So I don't ever have to do it an hour beforehand because what am I doing? In the remaining 55 minutes. Okay, what would be the case where you have a guest and you want to send them off with some food. So, but they're not going to eat the food till later in the day. You have a couple coming over. A couple coming over and, you want to send them home with some food. They don't have any food in their house. You want to send them home with some food. Say, great. So, but I need to do burra to do that. I need to go to the freezer and do burra, etc. for that purpose. So in the case of a guest, so there's the Shemir Shabbos Hichos that says that's mutter because my need right now is not so much the food. My usage of the food is to be mechabed somebody with which I need to do right now. The other person would disagree. Now, let's say another example that would be a little different case is you have parents are going out to take the kids out to the playground to play. So you want to make a pekel for the children. So you want to need to get some crackers, and the crackers are stuck in the pantry together with who knows what else there. But so you have to do burr to get the crackers out. Well, I keep the crackers another hour. We'll have our snack in the park an hour from now, 2 hours from now. But I need to take the packet with me now, right? Because I'm not going to have it an hour from now, that option. So a lot of people say that's ulcer, because it's not bar tzarech achila, it's bar tzarech going on a trip. And the heter is that this is all part of the achila process, it's not part of the achila process. So some say even the case of the guests would be the same thing. So a person who knows they're going to have a situation, either you take out the crackers out, you eat one right now, or before Shabbos, would make sure that the items you're going to use for the pekel would not be in a situation of a tarugas. If you didn't do that, so the nature would be to do something now use some of it now.
Even if it's just because you need it for later, like even if you're only eating it now because.
Right, but once I use it now, I use it now. So I take out my sleeve of crackers and I eat some crackers now. I have the kids eat a cracker now. Okay. Burr can be another example of this issue is if you have a tarubis, let's say you have items in the freezer. Out from the freezer to defrost. Mm-hmm. So it's the same problem that, you're not being burr them Now, so if your refrigerator is very organized and there's, you know, the challahs are very in their section and everything else, then, you know, fine. If you have a, it's no problem. If the freezer is not very organized and if there's a tarubas in the freezer, you know, oh, challah, right? You pull out the challah, so you've done an act of burr from the challah amongst everything else. Well, but it's oichol from, it's the one item that you need, but is it for immediate use? Well, it needs 3 hours of defrost. That 3 hours of defrost, is you're taking it out for a purpose of it warming up to be able then to serve it for the meal. You're not taking it out to eat it. So that's a problem. So a person, the answer for that is, if you know you're going to do that, you need to arrange your freezer before Shabbos. Okay. What?
Like, I have a tiny freezer, and everything's always falling out, like, and then, like, just keep everything in there.
So then the best idea is really take out any calls that you need for Shabbos before Shabbos. Okay.
If they're like on top, that's okay. Like if it's like a bag of challah and you don't have to move anything aside just to pull out the bag.
Let's say yes.
Like it's a large or item.
If it's a clear, distinct item, that's not a problem because it's not a terubus. Another example of that, let's say, would be, let's say, you know, this. Okay, fine. Person wants to make a salad, so in the process of making a salad, a few things come up. So let's say there's some dirt on the food. So washing the dirt off. So. Washing the dirt off seems to be is a problem. That's it. There's an act of burr taking place. You're taking the dirt off. Say if you're just washing off fruit, which really looks clean, just there's pesticide on it, not really visible. So halacha deals with that, like it's not really there, so you're not really doing anything. But if there's actual dirt there, and you want to wash it off either by soaking it, or by running it under the stream of water, or scrubbing it, or whatever it is, to remove the dirt, so that's going to be a problem. So that really should be done before Shabbos. Rav Moshe is matzah to do it under a faucet for immediate use, but a lot of other places disagree with Rav Moshe, and it's difficult to understand Rav Moshe's position on that. Okay, then you have you want to check your leaves for of your lettuce for bugs. So, if you find a bug, you have to remove it with part of the leaf also. If you have a head and you want to take off the outer leaves because they look a little bit wilted, etc., as long as they're still edible, there's no risk of taking them off. Peeling. So peeling the cucumbers. So something which the peel is totally edible and people eat it. So you look at an halacha as if it's one, it's all one min. So there's all one min, there's no act of burr involved in it. Something which some people eat and some people don't eat it. Let's say an apple. So apple peels are edible, but since some people don't eat apple peels, so then that's something which should only be done with meeting the criteria of burr. Now, so peeling the car is interesting then, because by peeling you're taking the bad from the good. But since that's the normal way of doing it, that's how you eat an apple, so that's considered even what's bad from the good. It's called derech achila. So peeling an apple would be mutter. However, you cannot use a peeler for that purpose. You can only use a knife.
Cucumber is not okay?
Cucumbers, my feeling of cucumbers are probably similar to apples, and maybe they're maybe even more, now I think maybe they're even better than apples. The person I'm saying is something like a person decides he wants to peel a tomato. Like, you know, peel a tomato, everybody eats tomato peel. You know, the peel of the tomato is like, the skin is normally eaten, so that's not a problem at all. It's not, you can even do it without some chlasuda, because it's not burger. The person wants to peel grapes. Like, you know, okay, you want to peel grapes, you know. So you can do it 3 hours beforehand. It's not burger. Peeling a cucumber, I would suggest you should do it with some chlasuda, because there is, some people don't eat the peels on the cucumber. So there, you should do a samach lasuda, but it'll be mutter to peel it. Peeling an orange, those type of things, all those have to be done samach lasuda. Orange, a banana, you're making a fruit salad, all those type of things. let's say a chicken skin. Skin of the chicken. So, that's not something which is, by definition, you know, it's part of the chicken. So really it should be one min. So once upon a time, the Pasak was clear that it's clearly one min. Nowadays, where it's become much more common for people to remove the skin because it's not healthy, etc. So we could argue that it will go along the lines of apple skins, apple peels, that it'll be mutter samach l'suda, which means, had it been one min totally, you could even do it 4 hours beforehand. But once it gets a din of being like a semi-psarless, you require samach l'suda, and a person, if for some reason a person has a health issue and they cannot eat it, for them it's a psarless gomer, and so it definitely requires the din of samach l'suda, etc. Similarly, if you have some type of a vegetable, some type of thing, which a person, he's an istinus, and these type of things, you know, it's dirty, whatever it is, the point where he would not eat it. It would be, for him, it would be totally inedible. So it gets a din of a bur, it gets a din of a psarless, and you have to be careful with that.
What if it's doing it for someone else? Like, my husband doesn't eat cucumber peels, but I would eat it, no problem. I'm the one peeling the cucumber.
I'm not sure, you know. I mean, either way, saying if you do some with the suda, you're okay. Scooping out cantaloupe, the seeds of the cantaloupe. You know, when you open up the cantaloupe, you want to scoop out the seeds. So there are definitely some poskim would say that's mutter. So that's the form of peeling in a certain sense. You're not taking out the outer peel; you're taking off the inner peel in a certain sense, the inner part which has to be removed. That's the normal way to do it, is to take it out. You know, it's very hard to that's the normal, that's derech achila. Okay. So those are exceptions to oichel mitoch psarlus. Let's say during at the actual moment of achila, so the person wants to take something out. So a person eating fish and there's bones in the fish, you put the if there's no shell, if you put the fish into your mouth, you want to take out the bones, that's definitely mutter. Well, don't take out the bones before you put it into your mouth. So you're taking out the bad from the good. But it's mamash at the moment of achila. So that's a machlokes. And Rashi says, at the time, b'shas hatzarech, it's going to be mutter. So what's shas hatzarech? Let's say you're feeding it to a child. So for an adult, you say, listen, put the fish in your mouth, you pull out the bones. But you can't do that with a child. He says, "Shas atzara, that would be mutter." Orange pulp in the orange juice. So a person who's an instant and really, 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 really doesn't like orange pulp, and he can't drink his orange without it. For him, it's psilos. So he has a problem that he can't strain out the orange pulp from the orange juice. Person doesn't bother him, you know, he doesn't prefer it, but, you know, doesn't really, he can drink it as such. It's considered one min, and then he'd be allowed to strain out the orange pulp from the orange juice, right? A person has a water pitcher, and there's a strainer on the top which blocks the ice cubes, that's not considered a problem. Person has matzahs, and so you need like a Mishnah matzahs, and some matzahs are broken, some matzahs are not broken. You want to go through and find the ones which are broken, which aren't broken. So that's, we look at that as one min, and there is no act of bar involved in that. Okay, there is a heter which of when you remove the item, you leave some of the psoilus. Now we said before, leaving is part of the psoilus doesn't help. So let's say a person has so the only case where that's relevant that it's mutter is a case where the two items are distinct. So you have meat and you have fat, and it's clearly there's a clear line where the fat ends and where the meat starts. You want to take off the fat. So over there you can't do it, run it down down the line between the two, but you could take off the fat, leave some of the fat, or take off the meat and leave some of the meat. because that's not a part of a burger. Because there, what you, everything else is distinctly separate from each other. But a case where it's mixture all together, the fact that you're leaving some meat there and not taking all the meat, or leaving some fat there and not taking all the fat, is not going to make a mutter. So I have a mixture of a person. You know, one of the kids got a nutcracker, and he thought it was a great idea, and he started cracking nuts, and he has now sitting there a pile of the nuts and the nutshells all mixed together. So, okay, I'll leave some of the nutshells and just take out some of the nutshells. That's awesome. Even one nutshell, take out one nutshell would be awesome. I'm taking psyllus, I'm leaving some of the psyllus behind, that's going to be awesome. But the case where they're distinct, it's you can see them clearly where one ends, that's where the heter of leaving part of it is relevant. We said that the bar is mutter only done biyad, by hand. So what is the definition of by hand? So we said you're allowed to peel an apple with a knife. So we look like this. There's certain kalim which facilitate the process of burr, making it above and beyond. They're made that they function well to do the purpose of burr. So a sifter, a sieve, a peeler. A peeler is shaped in such a way that it has an angle to it that it takes a very thin slice. And you leave the rest of the fruit behind, or the potato or the apple or whatever, or the carrot behind. So that is exactly, it's made to facilitate a process of breira, of removing the peel. So that's also to use. Ramesh Zatzal actually was matzah peelers, but in general the most poskim pass not like that. An apple corer. So it's made specifically to be able to take out the core and remove and. Or a slotted spoon, a perforated spoon, a tea bag. All of them, they're made to facilitate a process of breira. So those kelim are usher to use, a colander. So all those would be usher to use, a strainer. All those things are usher to use on Shabbos for breira purposes. However, a knife, I can't tell you that a knife is, it's made for a braver process. A knife is a knife. It's made to cut things. So I happen to remember I'm cutting the apple very close to the edge. That's really what's happening. So cutting an apple very close to the edge. I'm almost taking a shear.
Oh, sorry.
So. Just, it's much easier to cut an apple with a knife than it is to cut with my fingers. So we look at it doesn't do the process of braver more efficiently, it does the process of cutting more efficiently. So, or I use a spoon, I use a spoon to take out the good from the bad. I want my kanedlach out of the soup. I want to give my kids some kanedlach and they're in the soup. So you find it's much easier to take the kanedlach out of the soup with a spoon than to put my hand into the soup. Gets a little bit dirty, etc. Or I don't want to get my hands dirty. So the goal over there is really it's extending my hand, but it's not really changing the process. Whereas, let's say, for example, you have the milk and the cream. The person, okay, we don't really, it's relevant to us, but the person that milks the cow. And they would have the milk and and they have it sits there for a day or two, and the milk and the cream separate, and you have all this cream on top. So you want to take the cream off the top. So that's a burr process, right? So that's done to get that line exactly where you cut, take the cream, all the cream off, and leave the milk behind. You could use like a spoon to take it off. It does much better than my hand. So that would be a problem. But again, it's not such a common hechatim that we have. Okay. Let's go through some examples. Made a list of different things which are. And we went through some examples now, but I made a list of different things. Okay. Let's see what we haven't covered. Proof from dirt, we did. Washing dishes, even though there's dirt on the dishes, that's not a problem. Taking dirt out of your hands, your hair, your beard. All those are mutter. That's not considered burr. I have crumbs in my beard, and I want to take the crumbs out of my beard. Somebody gets,
what about on a
piece of clothing also. You have to be careful with malabain. Sometimes it gets involved in malacha malabain, cleaning the clothing. But in regards to burr, it's not a problem of burr. As opposed to dirt from fruit is a problem of burr. And the why, even like, there's a good explanation, let's not get involved in that for now. So if someone's large and small, is that considered, you know, I have large pieces of meat, small pieces of meat, or I have large apples and small apples, is that considered two different minim, and therefore it's a problem of separating them? Or it's one min, there's no din of berur. So in general, it's not considered two minim, it's considered one min. There's possibly two exceptions. One of them is, let's say I have guests coming, and obviously you're not going to put these little pitsy little apples out on the on your fruit platter for the guests. That doesn't pass. I want to use the large ones. So over here, the large ones have a function which the small ones can't do. So now already the large and smaller have a different functions. So that might be considered, some person say that's considered a burr issue. So I'm allowed to take the good from the bad, and I have to do it samach. I have to do it samach. I can't do it earlier in the day. Another example of this is by clothing. So if I have a pile of before Shabbos, the person did the wash, did the dry, and now there's a pile of all of the shirts have been done. Person got seven boys, right? Did all the shirts before Shabbos, but they're still sitting in the dryer right before Shabbos, and they take them out. There's a big pile of shirts. Now she has boys which are 18 years old, and they're wearing very large shirts, and she has a 5-year-old, and they're all white shirts. They're shirts. They're all the same thing. Well, no, that's not true, because the adults cannot wear the child's shirt, and the child cannot wear the adult shirt. So over there, even though it's the same thing, and it's large and small, it's considered two different minim. And there will be halacha b'taruvus, you know, with dinei berur on that. And there's a heter of la'alter, which we spoke about last time, and touched on a little bit. So what's called, you know, the heter of la'alter, we said bur applies to other things besides food, so let's apply to svarim. So is svarim considered a taruvus? I'm a little shear.
What?
I'm a little shear.
It's not deer shear.
Correct.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
No problem. So if I have a pile of swarm, which is all mixed up together, that would be considered a tarubis. If I have a bookcase where each thing is distinct and it's clear that they're independent from each other, so that's not considered a tarubis. Some places can say if I have items on the shelf which are the names are worn out, and so it's not very clear what's what, so that might be considered a tarubis. That's a machlaikas. But it's mutter la'alter, so it's mutter for immediate use. So what's called la'alter? So a person comes in, so what, normally when I learn, I have a Gemara, and I have a Kavitz Meforshim, which helps me, carries different items in it, and I have a Rambam. They're all used in my regular learning session. I'm not going to use the Rambam right away, but that's all part of my regular learning sessions. That's like preparing all the food for the meal, even for the second course of the third. It's all part of the meal. However, let's say my learning center is like this. First I learn Gemara for an hour. And then I learn Mishnah for 15 minutes. Then I learn Chumash. So really, that's three distinct acts of learning. So I cannot go and take my Chumash now and my Mishnah now when I'm planning to learn Gemara first. Because that's three separate parts, and we look at each one independently. Okay. Another question where we have an issue of la'alter, some place can raise the question that preparing for the meal the night of Pesach, it falls out on Shabbos. You have the Seder first for an hour before whatever it is where you're not eating, you're talking. So to do bur on Yom Tov, we'll see, we'll talk about bur on Yom Tov, but bur on Shabbos, that would be a problem of the chara that's not considered la'alter. A person going back to the dressing the children. So you want to take out all the kids' clothes to dress the kids. So you want to take out, Raisis and Shiras and Estes and all the, each one. They're it's an all big. It's a ruvis. It's an, you want to take them out and put them out. Now, really, it's not that you have a Seder called dressing your children. You have Razi's getting dressed, and Shira's getting dressed, and Essie's getting each one's. So I can, you really should not take all the clothing out and then go dress the kids. You should take one out and dress that child. That's for immediate use. Then take the second one out and dress that child. And each one should be done. Again, if in a case where they're distinct, there's no taruvus, it's not a problem. Case where they, so if you would have them, in most cases you would try to have it distinct before. In a case where something came up right before Shabbos and everything, you know, you ended up not, you would have to be careful with that. Let's say you want to put out a lot of, the Rishon Zalman says, you want to put out extra, you're preparing for guests, you're preparing, and you want to put like a fruit platter, a fruit bowl, and you're preparing X amount of fruits. You know you're not going to use all of them because that's they're not going to be eaten, not going to eat that much. But part of the Derech Eretz and the presentation is, you know, you have two guests, you don't put out two apples in your fruit bowl. You put out five apples. So that's all called, that's called the Tzarech of the Suda, and that's going to be mutter. Let's say a person is taking, there's a mixture of barware foods, two foods together, and I'm taking out the one that, say, I think take the one that I want. But I like, with a mixture of peas and carrots, I like peas, and my wife likes carrots. So I can take out the peas, no problem. Can I take out the carrots? Because I'm taking the carrots out because I don't want to eat the carrots. But I'm going to give my wife the carrots to eat afterwards. Right? So I have a mixture of raisins and nuts, and I'm mixing, separating out the, no endorsement whether you're supposed to eat raisins or not. But right, I want to take out, I don't like the nuts, I just want the raisins. So if I take out the nuts, I'm doing burr. Does it become mutter by the fact that I'm giving it to somebody else who's going to be eating them? So if my main kavan is to give it to somebody else, the answer is it's mutter. My main kavan is to be burr out, I kind of want to use it, and I say, well, I'll make it mutter because I give it to somebody else, then you shouldn't do that. We said that burr is the only problem if there's a mixture. So what about a case where you have a mixture and a non-mixture, which means you have a cup, in the bottom of the cup there's some sediment, etc. The top of the liquid is clear. So the bottom part is not really a teruvus. The teruvus is only in the bottom. Excuse me, the bottom is the teruvus, the top is not a teruvus. There's no mixture on the top, it's clear. So I'm allowed to pour off the top liquid, and that's not called burr, because I'm just taking the part where there's no teruvus. So I open up a can of tuna, and there's, or a can of herring, a can of sardines, and there's liquid on top. I can pour that liquid which is on top off. If I keep pouring, so that's pouring out the liquid in between the food, in between the pieces of fish, there's liquid there also. I pour that out, that's a problem, because then I'm doing burr between the fish and the liquid. But what's on top is not a problem. Let's say a person leaves tea bags into... they made tea scents before Shabbos and left the tea bags in. So the top part is not a problem. I'm not. There's no burr involved. It's clear liquid. I've already made two or three cups of tea. Now there's tea bag and scents all mixed together. So there I have a problem with burr. So if I pour out, the tea bag is holding back the tea leaves and allowing the liquid to come out of the tea bag, and that's an act of burr. But what's on top is not a problem. What a person should do in that situation is, most Pesachim hold that the tea bag, the real teruvus is inside of the tea bag. But the tea bag versus non-tea bag is not a teruvus. So you can take out the whole tea bag. You can't do burr. So, but you can't let but if you let it drip back in, then you're doing burr because you're using the bag to take the liquid out of it. So you take a spoon, scoop it out, and take it, put it straight into the garbage. So you're not doing any burr when you take the tea bag out. So that's mutter. Now we said if you take some of the oichel, you leave some of the oichel with the psoilus, or you take off the psoilus with some of the oichel, it's mutter. So I'm taking off the bones from my chicken. I'm taking the bones out from the chicken. So I say, well, take out a little bit of chicken so it's not really burr, because I'm leaving some of the chicken with it. But the amount of chicken that you leave is so minimal that you wouldn't go afterwards and retrieve that food from the bone normally. So what you're really saying is that part of the chicken is discardable. You have to you want to leave enough that theoretically you would want to be burr that food from there. Mm-hmm. Retrieve that type of food. Okay. The wrapper around the candy. So how do we wrap around the candy? We do not look at it as a taruvis. You're allowed to take the wrappers off of the candy, even if it's not for immediate use. Okay. Colors. Let's say you want to separate candies by color. Right, so you know you have so it's the same type of candy, but Yankee only likes red ones, and Beryl only likes green ones. But really, it's the same candy, so that's not a problem with Beryl. Socks by color, on the other hand, even if it's the exact same company and the exact same shape and everything's the same, red socks are not green socks. It's to the minute because they function differently.
If they're
different flavors, they're considered different mint. But it's basically the same. You have sour candies. They all look, they all basically taste the same. It's sour flavor with some sugar in it. One's green and one's red, so no big difference. The fact that they're different colors. If you have jelly beans and gummy bears, that sort of things. Even though they're basically all are sugar, but it's sort of things. But you have the same socks with different colors; it's a problem. Or you have games, which you're playing games, and the pieces are separated by colors. There, the colors are significant. They use the different colors for different players at different times. So that's necessarily two different minute. Famous Shaila is new point. Some people keep rice inside their salt shaker. This way, the idea being that the rice absorbs the moisture and the salt doesn't clump. But it also means when you pour out with the salt shaker, you're using the head of the salt shaker, which is like to let the salt out and keep the rice in. So you're using the kli to do a burr process. Even though you argue that shaking it is taking the good from the bad. If you could argue that, but you're using a kli to do that. So some person say it's a problem. Some person say that's not really your kavana. You put the salt in there just to facilitate having you put the rice in there just to help the salt stay. I would assume that I've seen some person dramatic. I still prefer to say it's also talking about salt. Let's say a person salts their bread. And they realize they put too much salt on, so they want to shake the salt off. Apparently, that's a problem of burr because you're taking the bad from the good by shaking it off. You're shaking off the bad from the good. Let's say you have crumbs, the matzahs. Shake off the crumbs. The crumbs and the matzah are really the same thing. That's not considered burr. Okay, that's on Shabbos. Let's talk about Yom Tov a little bit. So the rule on Yom Tov is the following. That Yom Tov is that a type of a that burr is mutter, burr is also Yom Tov, burr is mutter Yom Tov. Burr, which is done in large quantities, to be done for not immediate use. Is also an Yom Tov, and therefore kalim, which are normally done for that type of process, a person sifts flour. The first sifting, the first process, the first time a person would sift flour, which we know our flour is nowadays is pre-sifted, right? But let's say you get flour which is not pre-sifted. So that that you might sift a large amount of flour for multiple uses. The person is using a tea bag for burr. You do that, right? You're ready to eat something as part of the chila process. You you're ready to eat, so you use a tea bag. So we're going to differentiate between kalim, which are made for the process of for close up use, a kettle which are made for zman meruba, for over a longer period of time. So that's the first thing you need to know. You can't use those type of kelim. So number one. Number two, if the burr could have been done before Yom Tov, without any diminishing of the flavor of the item, so then when you do it on Yom Tov, you have to do it in some way in an abnormal fashion. So using a peeler. Peeler is mutter on Yom Tov. Using a peeler because, in general, peeler is done. The person peels an item right before to eat it. Peeling apples. If you peel an apple the day beforehand, it's not going to be as good as peeling an apple right beforehand. So there's no problem. Use the peeler in the normal fashion. Let's say I want to peel potatoes. Right? So peeling potatoes, many people can peel potatoes the day beforehand and put them in water, and they're just as good. They change color, but the flavor doesn't diminish by the fact that you peel it a day earlier or a day later. So a person wants to peel potatoes, which you could have done before Yom Tov, and the person didn't do it before Yom Tov, the person would have to do it with some type of a shinui. I'm not sure what a good example of a shinui would be in that situation.
Peel the other way?
So maybe peel in a different direction, maybe use a knife instead of using a knife for children and mutter. If they normally use a peeler, you use a knife. Let's say a person says that that's not true, that Maisa, they know that their potatoes, the type of potatoes they have, the flavor diminishes a group beforehand, so then it's mutter. Sifting flour. So the first sifting is also doing Yom Tov, because that's something you could have done beforehand. The second sifting, a person looks like right before they make it, they want to make a cake on Yom Tov, they want to sift the flour so it gets a better rise out of it. So that's how it's not really doing anything. So that's mutter with a shinui. The shinui would be, as opposed to doing it into, let's say, the bowl, you do it until they put a piece of parchment paper on the table and do it on the parchment paper and pour it into the bowl. You have to be careful in that situation. The second sifter can't have finer sieve than the first sifter, because then it's really doing a brera, it's doing a brera process better than the first one. So that's like a new act of sifting. I'm just doing it to give it some lift, to give it some air. Using a colander to strain, a person makes some lakshan on Yom Tov, using a colander to strain, that would be a mutter. Okay. Bugs. A person finds a bug, famous fly in the soup. So the Taz has interesting halacha that fly in the soup is the same as Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Taz says what you do is you take out the fly together with some of the liquid and it's mutter. Now, why is that? What's the logic behind that? So the Chazanish says the logic behind that is because, remember, this is taruvus. So a big thing of soup and there's a fly in the middle. You cannot argue that the soup all the way on the side is in any form of mixture together with the fly. The fly is in the middle doing its thing. What you can say is that the liquid immediately around the fly is in a state of taruvus with the fly, but the stuff on the side is not. So what the Taz is telling you to do is to remove the whole taruvus. You remove the area which has a mixture of, it has a combination of the soup and the fly together. You remove the whole thing. The rest of it was never a mixture to start with. The Taz says that you should be makma on that also. You should do it in the same fashion. And that's Mishnah Berurah Paskin, that you should do it like that. If there are multiple insects, and so then there's a taruvus, which is between the soup and that. So then you can't do anything about it.
Can't take off the top layer?
So if there's someone to take off the top layer and say the bottom is not mixed in, if that would be true, that would be mutter. I'm not sure how easy that is practically. In a case where you do burr on Yom Tov, so you're doing it with a kli, which is mutter, it's something which you could not have done it before Yom Tov, So the halacha is, so you have a choice of taking the good from the bad or bad from the good. So what's the halacha? So the halacha is that we say whichever is less tircha. So if so, we have a case over here where if taking the psarlis out of the oichel is easier, so then that's what you should do. You should take bedavka take the psarlis from the oichel and not the opposite. Let's say the tircha is equal in either direction. So the Mishnah Berurah says you can do whatever you want, either way you want. There's no chiyuv to do one way over the other. So that's an interesting case where the halacha would be that you dafka, in the first case, it would be that you should dafka take psoilus from oichel, not oichel from psoilus, because that's the easier way of doing it. Okay, I think we covered everything I wanted to cover. Very good.